And good morning. Welcome to today's Pride Report here on 97.5 FM, Double K Country. The Pride Report brought to you by Nevada Regional Medical Center and Double K Country. I'm Mike Harbit. And we're going to talk about some things that are going on at Nevada Regional Medical Center and notable change we're going to talk about today that I'm sure a lot of people are not aware of. We're going to enlighten you today to help us do that is Foundation Director and Marketing Director Jennifer Eden joins us here today. Jennifer, always good to see you. Thanks.
Hi. Good morning, Mike.
And we are going to talk about a change today. And a lot of people that I found out I got enlightened today, as a matter of fact, about whenever I make a call in. So we're going to talk about that today, and based off the feedback from patients. And so tell us a little about that, and also our guest today.
Yeah, so I brought with me Candace Hampton. She is our patient financial services and our, we will say, new call center manager. And so she's going to talk about that program and how it's going to be more helpful for our patients.
All right, very good. Well, Candace is a returner. It's been a while, but Candace, good to see you again.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to talk about the acronym ARCC today, A-R-C-C, and it's called ARCC. So tell us what that is, a little bit about that.
Yeah, ARCC stands for the Accounts Receivable Call Center. We've brought that into the hospital. It had previously been outsourced. And so we've now staffed this department with local Nevada members, and we're looking forward to being able to assist the community.
All right. So as I mentioned at the outset of the program, I got enlightened today because I've had to make a few calls to talk about a couple of invoices and things like that, which have gone fine. But what I didn't realize is I was not talking to somebody at 800 South Ash Street. So why that change?
Some of the community feedback that we had received was that the service that patients were receiving when they called in to make a payment or ask about a bill, the response was slow or maybe not very enlightening. Having that service outsourced did not allow for NRMC staff to have as much control. Mm-hmm. By bringing it inside to the hospital, we have more control on being able to train staff better and make sure that they are well-informed in all aspects, as well as we can turn around responses much quicker. Mm-hmm. So you don't have to wait as long to hear back about an update on your bill.
So how long have you been using this new system, and what's the early feedback?
So we've started on Monday, this past Monday. Mm-hmm. And so far the response has been wonderful. We've had several calls, and you know, with new staff, it's always nerve-wracking, but my staff have done really well and have been able to feel confident so far.
Well, by the time this program airs, it's been about a week and a half into it, so I'm sure that learning curve continues to grow and you learn more things as you go.
Yes, absolutely.
And people may be curious about what they can call about then. So what are some of the services that are provided by the new Accounts Receivable Call Center?
We can help patients with accepting payments if you're just wanting to call in and resolve your bill. We can help set up payment arrangements, some account management if you need to update your insurance card or your mailing address, any kind of financial assistance, balance explanations, and any kind of billing concerns that you may have. We would help to resolve that for you.
So if somebody has also maybe they're trying to resolve an issue with their insurance company, that you would be the first call?
We're a good point of contact. Yes, call in, let us know, and then we will be able to route that concern to the correct people.
All right, very good. All right, so does the call center have its own dedicated number? How do people reach out to you?
Yes, we are open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. And to reach us, you may call 417-448-3846 or email us at arcc@nrmchealth.com.
All right, very good. All right, sounds exciting. And Candace, thanks for joining us today. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, and Jennifer, as always, we've had several programs, of course, with Jason McCormick here, the interim CEO, talking about getting that patient feedback. And sounds like this is one of the many things that has grown out of that.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, he's mentioned many times, and, you know, even our staff, we're always looking for ways to improve and further help our community and the patients we serve. So this was one of the things that came out of some of that feedback. And so we were happy to be able to make this happen and come to fruition and have our own NRMC staff doing this.
All right, very good. All right, so let's talk about some things that are going on in your neighborhood over there at the hospital. One of those coming up rather quickly.
Yeah, so community events.
Actually.
Yeah, community events are starting to pick back up for the month of February. Obviously, in honor of American Heart Month, we do our annual cholesterol screening that is hosted by the foundation. That is on Friday, February 13th from 6:30 to 9 a.m. They do need to call to register with me. We do recommend a 12-hour fast. So if they would like to get into that and see if there's any open available slots left, they need to give me a call at 417-448-3710. Okay. And that's up in our mezzanine conference room where we have that.
And you have this obviously annually, and it's always a pretty popular event, I guess.
It is. People like to come. You get your, it's a simple blood draw. And out of that, you'll get mailed your total cholesterol, your LDL, HDL, and triglyceride levels. So really good input.
Absolutely. Okay. And then what else is coming?
Yeah. So then the coming Monday, February 16th, is our first community blood drive of the year. They have really been struggling. Blood supply has been down, obviously, because of the recent winter storms and people just not getting out to other drives in the four-state area. So Monday, February 16th, noon to 6 p.m., again, up in our mezzanine conference room. They will take walk-ins. They do recommend appointments. We'll get you in and out a little bit quicker. And so cbco.org, and you can search for Nevada Drive on Monday, February 16th, and see what available slots are still open.
All right, very good. So that'll be coming up on the 16th, and I won't put Jennifer on the spot here. So, but I know if they are really in need of a specific blood type, they're very good about putting that information on their website.
They are, yes, and I believe all levels at this point, supply has dipped just because of the storms and cancellations and stuff, so they will accept any blood type at this point.
All right, anything else you want to mention?
Yes, and then our auxiliary, you know, they man our gift shop and our surgery waiting areas, and so funds that they raise from the gift shop obviously go back to the hospital for patient care needed items. They are having a Paco jewelry sale on Monday, February 23rd, and they're going to do that from 8 to 5 p.m., and that'll be right there in the main lobby. Okay. Right as you walk through the doors, you'll be able to peruse the jewelry and shop while you're there.
All right, very good. Always something going on in Nevada Regional Medical Center, so plenty of things we'll be talking about here over the next few weeks, so look forward to that. So again, Candace, Jennifer, thanks for joining us. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
That is today's edition of the Pride Report, brought to you by Nevada Regional Medical Center at 97.5 FM, Double K Country. We'll be back 2 weeks from today, just after ABC News at 8 a.m. Until then, I'm Mike Harbit. Thanks for joining us.